Well, good morning, guys. Societies in the Western and European worlds is in trouble. Actually, they're in the toilet. This person here is a transgender. And they're 70 years old. And a public defender in, say, I think, Washington. And it seems that society nowadays is like one flew over the cuckoo's nest. It truly is. Patients have taken over the asylum. Now, this person didn't transition until 2012. That means they were 58 years old. So this person is a product of a sick society. So what do you think? Do you think this person's just doing it to get attention? Many years ago, these type of people wouldn't be allowed to walk around in the public. I mean, what do young children when they see this think? And if they worked at a job where they didn't actually meet people every day and didn't even know they were there, do you think they'd bother doing this? I don't think so. I mean, how long do they spend in the morning getting ready to go into work? And this transgender mentions the word diversity. And we know the other words that go with it, don't we? And all these type of people that mention those words are usually virtual signalers and activists. But like I say, this person didn't transition until 58. Oh, I like that word, transition. So, there's still hope for me yet. Maybe I'll wake up tomorrow morning and think, I think I'll have my breasts done, sling a wig on, don't think I'll fiddle around with my John Thomas, and become a transgender. Well, maybe just for a week, see how it goes. This is more of a form of personality disorder. This is a mental illness. Not a physical one. And they do it in the European and Western world because they get away with it. I mean, try doing this in another country. I think that the United States is probably the worst one for DEI. But it's creeping into a lot of things, even here in the UK and other countries. And all it does is destroy values of society. I mean, it truly is the clown world. Do you know I miss my father? But I'm very glad he didn't get a chance to see this. I mean, accepting somebody for who and what they are is one thing, but letting them run the show is another. Now I don't think I'm going to go too big. I think I'll just start off with small breasts at first. See if I like them. Well, and I might go with a Jane Fonda wig as well. No, you know, nice big bouffant one.